I'm legally not allowed within 300 yards of a cat. And you can't ask me any questions about it.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. It's January.
We did it. Oh, God. I've almost been that Some, lockdown I've seen for people a year.
I know, right? I've seen other people saying that January doesn't start until the inauguration. And I'm like, I don't know. I looked at the calendar and it definitely started yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I had to pay rent yesterday. So
I kept seeing people doing those Instagram things of like one picture from every month for their Instagram story. And I was just like, I guess I could, but what are my pictures going to be?
I posted all my ones that I felt like sharing throughout the year. So yeah. A wrap up, I don't really need. My top nine or whatever, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Every picture of me is a top picture.
Here's the thing. Like, nobody cares about your New Year's reflection Instagram posts. Like, you're just doing it for yourself to be like, look how great my year was. But nobody had a good year this year. Like, if I were to post pictures, it would be of me, like, making bagels from scratch or
crying.
Watching Harry
crying
Potter.
Into the dough to, like, make it nice and salty.
Yeah, like, I didn't do any, like, I did a lot of things, but none of them were photo worthy. And so I just feel it feels self-indulgent to be like, here, look at my pictures.
Isn't all of social media fairly self-indulgent, though?
It is. I realized, like, I've posted on Instagram maybe like 4 times this whole year, which is fine. But I'm just posting less and less because it just feels so vain every time. Like, unless there's a reason to post something, I'm just like, why? Like, why? What is the reason for this other than like, hey, world, look at me. Look how awesome I am. And it's just, it gets old. Twitter is like, here are my dumb thoughts. But Instagram just always feels vain. I can never really justify
Instagram
it.
Should be, here's my dumb face.
Yeah.
Picture this dumb face saying these dumb words.
Yeah.
I like to post on Instagram because I need to show everyone that I'm great and have good things in my life.
Hmm.
It's very healthy. Someday my kids that I'm not going to have are going to look at this Instagram and be like, wow, Grandma Jess just fucking killed it.
She had such a good life before we came along.
Yeah. She doesn't smile as much in the pictures after we were there.
Yeah.
What's that about?
What? I don't know.
Probably not related. I wouldn't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I posted pictures because I've been doing a lot of walks and hikes and stuff. And
yeah.
The cats. If you have cats, like pictures of Cammy, pictures of cats, those are acceptable to share all the time.
Yeah, I like posting pictures when I go for a hike or something in the mountains, but that's like a novel thing. It's like, look, I live by mountains now. So you get to look at these mountains now because I went and looked at the mountains. But if it's just a picture of me doing something, like, it feels dumb.
Why don't you go hike more?
Because it's snowy right now.
Okay, that's what you wanted.
No, I don't have the gear for it. We're going skiing in February and I need to get like snow pants and stuff.
I'm gonna come out there and go skiing with you.
No,
we can record the podcast on the hill.
Nope. No,
I just feel like you don't want to have fun or do good things.
No, that's correct.
What's that picture I posted where it said, hit like if you like burgers or if you've never been happy in your life?
Yeah, no one will know which one you're...
Retweet if you've never been happy in your life or if you really like cats.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
I like having the option because sometimes I do really like cats. So what did you do for New Year's Eve? Because it wasn't hang out and play video games with me.
Correct. I've been going over to my brother's place like 2 or 3 times a week. We've been doing like strength training. And then afterwards we'll make dinner. It's been really nice. So we did that on New Year's. We did an arm workout, upper body workout, and then showered, had steak dinner. And then we played Among Us with my parents, which was really fun. my mom the whole time was just like, oh, I'm so bad at this. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And it was really funny because we would just see her like her little guy, like standing in a corner, like not doing her tasks. We just like say over the chat, just be like, everyone make sure you do your tasks. And she'd just be standing there. My dad eventually was just like, oh, I just love doing the tasks. He was like, I hope I'm never imposter. Cause he just wanted to go around. He was like, he thought the electric ones were just so fun. Yeah. And you just see his little guy running back and forth doing all the little wiring things. And whenever like electrical got sabotaged, he was like, I got it. He'd run and go
fix. Yeah, I got the tools. I already got them.
I got a toolbox. I'm ready.
He should do the single player mode where it's just tasking.
So we kept like, my mom wasn't imposter the whole time. We kept just finding her in random places, like not really knowing what she was supposed to be doing. Turns out it was kind of a long con because then the one time she was imposter, I walked into med bay and she was just standing by one of the beds. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I said it out loud. I was just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you? There's no task there. Like, I was like, do you know where the task is in this room? It's down here. And I like went to show her and she was just standing there by the bed. So I like walked a little closer and she was just like, I don't know, my computer froze. And then she killed me. It was just, Mary Lynch is savage. I was watching her face through the FaceTime and she just had this very smug look on her face. And then in the same round, my brother saw her just standing in a hallway, not moving. And he walked up to her and he's like, Mom, what are you doing? Like, what, you're supposed to be doing your tasks. And she didn't say anything. She killed him too.
We have to invite her to one of the nights we do with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not Ben.
She needs some more practice first because she, like, after the second round of voting, the time that she was imposter, she just voted for herself because she didn't want to be imposter anymore. She said it was too stressful.
I was so sus.
She says it was too stressful, so she didn't want to do it anymore.
We played with Chris's friends, and they all do so much like table talk, if you can call it that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Really, yeah, a table. Yeah, it's a different way of playing. Like, I get it, but I don't know. It was weird. I stay quiet the whole time, which I feel like makes me more suspect. But
yeah,
also none of them can tell when I'm lying yet.
So. Yeah,
yeah. It was fun though. Chris made us these fantastic steaks,
nice,
and asparagus and mashed potatoes. Some kind of potato. I think they were just, I don't remember, but it was good. I was a little bit high, so I don't clearly remember the meal, but I remember it was delicious.
Nice.
And then we had pancakes for breakfast the next day, but then we did a 10-mile hike, and so I feel like I died yesterday.
Nice.
My knees started hurting. I twisted. There's like a sandy part right when you get to the end of the out piece, which was like 5 miles, basically. So I then had to walk back with my knee killing me the 5 miles, which was unpleasant.
Nice. I love a good long hike.
Oh, it's great. It's beautiful. I posted pictures if you didn't.
I'm excited. It was just gorgeous. I'm excited for the weather to be nice because I like, you know, where you cancel it all out. So you get up early, you do a nice long hike. Like, there's plenty of opportunities for that here. And then on the way home, you get like some garbage takeout. And just
we got
feast. Because you're like, whatever. I just walked 10 miles. Like, nothing I eat is going to possibly matter. And that's the best. So
we picked up bagel sandwiches on our way out and then ate them like a couple miles in and then ate the rest when we got back to the car. And then still we're like, let's get the biggest bowls of pho that we can. And it was so good.
I'm going for a walk later today with my brother and my sister-in-law coming over here with the baby and we're going to do a walk. My sister-in-law texted me what the weather was like. I was like, you live here too.
We're in the same place, but thank you. I don't know much about that area. Do they have microclimates at all like they do here, or is it all pretty much the same regionally?
It can get weird, yeah, because the weird air comes off the mountains, so there can be weird like pockets of cold or snow or whatever. So, and they do live about 20 minutes away from me, so...
Got
it's not a completely unreasonable question, but Denver is generally the weather, it seems, in the winter is pretty much the same. Like, it's usually like 45-ish and sunny. Hold on. I told her it's 45 and sunny, and she said, but what does that feel like?
Emotionally. Tell it, just reply. It feels foreboding.
Light jacket?
No, don't describe it purely in emotions. That way she still won't understand. It feels sad. It feels portentous. It
feels immediate.
Feels I like told this her he's got some dignity.
I told her to go outside and check.
Go lick the air.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going to have to hop off in like an hour to do that.
Yeah, Becca's got us on a time limit for our recording today, so.
Well, I didn't, and then you were 45 minutes late, so.
Here's what happened. Becca messaged me when I woke up and was like, hey, can we record in an hour? And I was like, I'm in Oakland, so.
See, that doesn't sound like my problem.
It was your problem. You should have told me the night before. I quit. No. This podcast is trash.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Well, we usually record at that time, so it didn't seem like an unreasonable question for me to be like, just check
no,
in. Can we
start recording now at 11. You asked for half an hour earlier, which was an hour that I was going to need to travel. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I still accommodated you with 10 extra minutes.
All right. Well, I just wanted the listeners to know that it's not my fault.
I think between the two of us, they see me as the trustworthy one. Like most of our friends do. You sound like you're crashing.
Remember when you played a flight simulator and just crashed into the Rocky Mountains and just like
but it doesn't explode. Autopilot on.
Yeah, it doesn't explode.
No, it just so kind of drags on the ground
on the mountains. Yeah,
I need to do that again. I haven't played that.
I feel like they intentionally.
I need the VR update should be out.
They definitely intentionally made it so the plane wouldn't blow up, so you couldn't like do some 9/11 simulations.
What? Who would ever try that? Whomst amongst us would ever crash a plane into a building?
Do you think they flag it? Like if you fly the building, like fly the plane into a building?
Yeah, you end up on a list.
Yeah.
It's a list of cool kids.
It's not the no-fly list.
I definitely used to do that and stuff. Like in Pilot Wings 64, on Nintendo 64, you could fly into buildings and you'd bounce off and go bouncing around the terrain. It was silly, so I did it there. But you also had missiles. You could shoot missiles at buildings, and there was a giant robot, and Mario's face was on Mount Rushmore, but if you shot it with a missile, it would turn into Wario. It's a long time ago.
That sounds like a dream I had once.
I dreamt I was flying in a gyrocopter and shot rockets at Mount Rushmore and turned into Mario. So yeah. It was beautiful. I
read something a while ago that because of quarantine, everyone's dreams are getting more and more vivid because your surroundings every day are like the exact same. So everybody's dreams are starting to get crazier and crazier, which I've found. My dreams are always very vivid, but they're either extremely bizarre or very, very mundane. Like they either don't make any sense at all, or I dream that I'm like sitting on the couch with David watching a movie. And then I wake up and I'm like, well, that was nice.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, that was pleasant. I gave up on having dreams when I entered my mid-30s. So, just shut that right down.
There was a while with quarantine where I was starting to Google, like, what can you do to make yourself not have dreams? Because my dreams were...
None dreams, please.
They were so weird and so not creepy. Like they were sometimes scary, but they were just really weird, and every night like it was very strange. They never made any sense. They were always really realistic, and I was just getting like exhausted every day from super weird dreams, and sometimes they would reveal things that I did not even want to think about. So I just started like Googling how to not have dreams, which isn't a thing. Unless you just like medicate yourself, you can't force yourself to
a dreamless sleep. What was revealed that you didn't like? What did you learn about yourself? What horrifying truth?
I don't remember them. when it's like a day after it happens. That's the thing. But it would be like, you know, you dream that you're like seeing someone that you haven't seen in a while that you don't like. A lot of like me like yelling at people that I didn't like, or like I'd figure out who in my life I really didn't like because I would like scream at them in my dreams.
I just feel like a lot of this was targeted at me. Kind of concerned there.
All right, well, should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get right into the stories. Well, I wonder if you secretly hate me, not secretly.
Don't worry about it. All right, I'm going to go with this one. We have some... David's back this week. We've got some catered posts.
Hi, David. Thanks.
Okay. It says, am I the asshole for giving my 17-year-old daughter alcohol on New Year's Eve? The legal age here in the U.S. is 21 to drink, but in my state, it's actually okay to allow a minor to drink at home as long as it's with their legal parent or guardian. I wonder what state that is. My sister and her wife came over for New Year's.
Gay.
Everything was fine and dandy until I offered my daughter wine. They didn't know this, but I've allowed my daughter to drink on special occasions since she was 16. She's never gotten drunk, and she drinks responsibly, so there's never been an issue. My sister asked me, how old is she again? I told her that she turns 18 in January. Then she went on to say she's not old enough to have a drink. She never allowed her daughters to drink when they were under 21, and that my daughter's still a child. I respect her ways of parenting. That's none of my concern that she gave her kids alcohol, that she never gave her kids alcohol at my daughter's age. They're her kids. My daughter's my kid. And if there was ever some issue with her drinking, then I likely wouldn't have given it to her now. But she is responsible and mature enough. It's not like I'm giving her an entire bottle. She only had 3 glasses. Okay, that's a lot.
I was like, ooh, that seems like quite a bit.
My sister and her wife are teachers. So since they work with children, I can understand her views of underage drinking. She probably doesn't feel comfortable seeing a kid drinking. However, if we were at her place and there was alcohol, I wouldn't just have my sister pour herself a drink because I'd respect the rules of their house. But since it's my house, I see no issue. Not the asshole. Like, this is dumb. We used to, like, I don't know, maybe I was like 18, but we were allowed to have like a glass of wine or something at a holiday and it never mattered. It's also like, I think in Europe, at least in France, the drinking age for beer and wine is 16 and then 18 for everything else, which I think makes sense because like to get, like, you can get wine drunk for sure, but you're not going to get like, I mean, you would have to really drink a lot of wine to get like blackout
like
drunk.
Like 3 glasses of wine.
3 glasses I don't really drink more than like a glass now, like, but I do have like a glass of wine most days.
Mm-hmm.
But
scandalous.
3 glasses of wine is a lot, especially for someone who's 17. But I think it's fine to introduce your kids to alcohol so they know how to handle it responsibly, because that's why, especially in the U.S., it's such a big problem with kids going to college and then like needing their stomach pumped or like dying from alcohol poisoning.
Well, yeah, because they see it as this like, ooh, we're going to do it. And there's no, it's in some ways I see it the same way that the like abstinence education just makes people more likely to get pregnant when they didn't mean to, or like they don't know what they're doing and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I feel like if you let them just do the thing, it normalizes it, and yeah, then everyone is better off.
Yeah, my first college party was an orchestra party. I was a freshman and I showed up and they just had the whole kitchen counter was just covered in different liquor bottles and beers and wine, and I was just like, oh my god.
shot.
And I didn't know like the general rules about mixing and
wine before beer, you're in the clear.
And I had never had liquor before, so I didn't know like what a reasonable amount was. So I filled a glass. This is disgusting, and even thinking about it makes me want to throw up. I filled a red Solo cup halfway with cherry vodka and then the rest with cherry Coke. And I drank that whole thing, which was probably about like 4 or 5 shots. And then I drank like a bunch of Franzia because we did slap the bag. And then I don't know what else I drank after that because it became a blur.
Well, it seems like you didn't die, so that's good.
The best part was the next morning I was walking to the dining hall for my dorm, which was, it was the Mojo Dining Hall, which it's like made of glass and it's supposed to be very modern. So like everyone on the, like on the inside of the dining hall can see everything outside. But this means that everybody saw me walking towards the dining hall and then puking profusely into the bushes right outside of the dining hall.
and then you walked in and they were like, okay.
I got a bagel and then I went back to bed. And I remember texting my brother and being like, I don't know what I drank last night, but I'm dying. Like, what do I do?
That's what I did the first time I ever got drunk is I texted my friend who I knew I'd been drinking for several years. Because at the time, I think it was 21 or 22. I didn't drink till I turned 21. But I messaged him. I was like, I got very drunk last night. I threw up in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I was drunk enough and I was like, I'm going to throw up. How do I want to do this? And I was like, I might as well just get in the shower, throw up in there.
Yeah.
Wash my hair. And so I threw up in the shower. It was all liquid. And I got back to bed and I felt great. And then I woke up the next day. I was like, hey, I don't feel bad, but I drink a lot yesterday. What should I do? He's like, you need a burger and fries. You got to fill up on something greasy and terrible.
Yeah.
Give that alcohol something to fight with.
Yeah. I couldn't eat anything. Like, I just threw up everything. So I just had to sip Gatorade all day. And that was also when I was in my peak coffee addiction.
You need a Pedialyte.
I was in my peak coffee addiction and I didn't have any coffee that day because you can't. And so then I had a migraine and I was also super dehydrated. I also think I threw up in the shower and I was just kind of like, but it was like the dorm shower, which we shared with the whole floor. And it's kind of like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't know if I even cleaned it up. I couldn't. The issue was,
I hope there were people in there like, oh God, it's the girl from outside of the dining hall.
Yeah, my roommate at the time was oblivious, and I, like, when I got back from that party, I threw up all over the ladder to get into my loft bed as I was climbing into my loft bed, and then threw up on our zebra print rug.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then I fell asleep and I woke up at 4 a.m. to go puke again. Slipped down my ladder because that was still covered.
It was covered in puke, yeah.
And then I had to
clean it. This sounds like the day you were late for Hot Pot.
I had to clean it all up because, this was so much worse. I've never been this hungover. That was the first hangover I ever had and the worst. Because I was like, I'm never going to let myself get to this point ever again. And as I was cleaning up my like puke-covered rug, I threw up again and had to bring my rug down to the like shared communal laundry room, threw up in there, like I was, and then threw up outside
right into the
washing
machine.
I probably should have gone to the hospital. It was bad.
You were working through it. You got it all out.
Yeah. So I've never
terrible.
I've never gotten that drunk, again. Or maybe I've gotten that drunk, but never messed it up so badly that I was that sick. Right. Like there's a skill to getting drunk without like dying, right? And when you're a child, you don't know those skills, so you just drink and drink until you're
dying. It's like a bad idea to have in your head.
What?
I'm just really good at getting drunk.
That's a very Irish idea.
The last time I saw somebody vomit in public was, it was the first time I was visiting San Francisco, so it was before I moved here, and I was at a cafe in Mission Bay, and we saw a guy in like a business suit carrying a briefcase stop to throw up in the gutter, like just really, really throw up in the gutter, and then straighten his tie, walk into the building that he just threw up in front of, like he's just going to work. And I was like, Jesus, like don't go to work. Skip this day, bro.
Somebody in my building threw up off their balcony into the alley. Because I let Cammy out in that alley every morning and night. And
Cammy ate that vomit.
One morning, we went out there. It was just splat. It was such a wide splat that I knew it had
clearly
come
it had some gravity.
From a balcony. Yeah. It was disgusting.
That's so funny. I know. That's fantastic.
It was right after Christmas, too. So, you know, it's probably, you know.
Yeah. They were just celebrating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever Jesus gets born, you got to go hard.
I think that day I was really late for Hot Pot was the last time that I got really drunk, though. Like
that was so funny.
Yeah, I feel like getting
I was
super,
so worried too.
Yeah, I feel like getting super drunk is a college thing, and once you're kind of an adult, you're like, that's exhausting because it takes up the
You'd
whole
think
next
so
you lose the whole next day if you're gonna get that drunk because you're just sick. which I did that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I don't really drink very much anymore. I'm making a bolognese tonight.
Nice.
So I will have some wine that I'm definitely going to drink.
Yeah. But
otherwise, I don't really... Oh, I did for the last time I got fairly drunk was when I did the...
That reading.
The charity reading. Yeah. Because I wasn't thinking and I was like, I'll do my normal rum and Coke. That'll be fine. But I had 100 proof rum. And
yeah.
And then we had to like chug the drink at the line. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really drink liquor. I think college ruined it for me. Like, I'll have margaritas with like a good tequila or...
I like a good frozen margarita.
I like a good old fashioned with like really good bourbon, but I won't drink like a vodka drink anymore. I just can't.
Do you drink a cider drink? Do you sing the songs that remind you of the best times?
I don't know what that reference is, but...
It's Chumbawamba. I get knocked down, I get up again.
Okay.
You absolutely know that song.
I do. I just don't know the part about the cider drink.
It's because you're old.
Okay.
You don't remember things.
Okay.
Anyways, this person...
Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
Three glasses of wine is a lot for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, though. I think, well, she's clearly, you know, she's built up. She's got a tolerance because she's drinking all the time.
That's alarming, but...
Yeah, that was the only thing I was like, ooh. But the rest of this, it's not like I'm giving her an entire bottle. Three glasses is what? Like,
that's a bottle.
3/4 of a bottle?
Yeah, that's a bottle. Well, it depends on how much you're filling up, but like 4 5-ounce pours is a bottle. Because a 5-ounce is a technical serving, which is like, it looks like half of a wine glass, basically. So,
yeah.
Depends on what he's defining as a glass. But three glasses is a lot. That's almost a bottle. That
would, I do feel like that kid's gonna be better off as they do go to college and stuff, because they'll be like, I've already been drinking, I don't need to make it this
stupid. It's not a novel thing. Yeah
So I support it.
Yeah, it's also like none of your sister's business to be like, why are you letting her drink? Be like, well, it's my house, I don't give a shit. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, if they go to the sister's house,
it's not like they're going to give...
Just bring their flask.
Yeah. Obviously, she's an alcoholic now, and if she doesn't have a drink, she's going to get the shakes.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry shakes. I'd love a strawberry shake right now.
Mm. All right, you're up.
All right, I am up. I'm just going to grab... am I the asshole for not buying my girlfriend a New Year present?
What?
What is a New Year present?
I don't think that's a thing.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Well, yours has been better than mine. Well, I do have to deal with the fact that David's birthday is New Year's Eve. So
that's different.
I have to get him a New Year present in the sense that it's his...
No, birthday. You're celebrating that his birthday is over. Just like we all count down and cheer when it's the end of his birthday.
Yay! Not David's birthday anymore.
Ooh, what a bad day that was. I hate to end the year on that. It's already a hard year, and then you got to wrap it with David's birthday.
His birthday last year was perfect, but this year, you know.
It was. I was telling Chris about that because I was kind of sad on New Year's Eve. I was like, why am I sad? And I was like, oh, that's right, because last year I was with my best friends doing fun shit. And
yeah, last year.
I ended up driving to the beach and took some good pictures. But
last year, he and I went down, we like walked down Market Street. We went to the like ferry building. We shopped and stuff, and then we got lunch at the really good oyster place. He got a free drink because it was his birthday, and it was the most disgusting drink I've ever seen. It was a dirty martini, but you pour the oyster juice into the martini.
I don't like that. I don't like oysters to begin with, though.
He loved it, and I told the waitress it was his birthday, so they took the drink off of the bill. And then we had really good crab and oysters. I'm not a big oyster fan, but they had a crab there that was fun to like pull apart because I've never done that before. And then we went to this really fun bar that had these fun Christmas drinks. And I think we got pretty day drunk, went back to the hotel, took a nap, and then met up with you and then watched the ball drop from bed. And it was great.
Yes. We went to that bar that was like a
little dive bar.
It was like a pub kind of. Yeah. Like it was a bit of a very slanty road. I don't remember which one it was, but it was a very slanty road. So you walked in off this slanty road and then you're in the basement basically. And it was good.
It was
fun.
Did I
get this burger there? I think I ate there.
Yeah, we had pasta.
It was actually delicious.
Yeah. We had the bar food there. And then that was when I was
drinking.
Yeah.
I remember going back to your hotel and then it was,
that was during,
you guys were laying on the bed.
Yeah. It was during my White Russian phase. And that was when I was like, I don't know why I can't lose any weight. Turns out a White Russian has about like 800 calories in it because it's just heavy cream.
These are so light.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why I was like, I can't lose any weight.
I've been eating so good lately. Okay. Am I the asshole for not buying my girlfriend a New Year present? Happy New Year, guys. I hope yours has been better than mine. Me and my girlfriend dated for 4 years, and we never gifted each other anything at the New Year celebration.
Why is dated this past year, tense?
Yeah, maybe they broke up. This year, my girlfriend surprised me with a really expensive gift. She bought it 2 weeks ago, but told me it's for the New Year. I love the gift and told her I would get her something as well. We were planning the New Year celebration for a while now, and we wanted to celebrate together and cook delicious food together. She told me everything she wanted to make, and before the celebration, we went together to buy all the ingredients. We spent over $150 on ingredients for that meal.
I mean, that's what you would spend on a nice night out, right? So, to me...
Well, it depends on where you go. Like, yeah. McDonald's, you can get 2 for $5.
To me, that's not that extreme for, like, a really nice home-cooked meal, but...
No.
He's saying it like that.
It depends on what you get,
ever.
Though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And just as we were about to begin making the food together, she asked me if I bought her anything, and I apologized and told her I forgot and promised to make up for it. I want to make it clear. I spend a lot of money on gifts for my girlfriend during all year. If she tells me she wants something, I always make sure to buy it. I wanted to buy her a gift. I care about her. I just forgot about it. Because, again, we never gifted each other anything at the New Year celebration.
What?
When I told her that, she went to bed and left me alone in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
I tried to talk to her, apologize, and explain that I care about her, but she told me to leave her alone.
Oh, my God.
I went back in the kitchen and cooked the whole meal she wanted by myself.
Aww.
I skipped the things I wanted to eat and focused only on what she asked for.
Aww.
I also went outside and bought her flowers.
Aww.
I plated everything, organized the table, and called her. She sat down, didn't say a word. I told her again that she means everything to me and that I know
she feels
like I forgot about her, but it's not true. Explained how much I love her. I hope the flowers and the meal will show her that. And I promised to surprise her with a gift and ask her to eat with me. I tried to be honest and sincere. She took 2 bites, didn't even try half of the things she wanted me to make, and went back to bed. At 12, I went to her and told her Happy New Year and that I love her. She told me Happy New Year back, and she went to sleep. Too long, didn't read. Girlfriend bought me a New Year present. I promised to buy her one back. We plan to cook together a meal and celebrate the New Year. I forgot to buy her the present. She left me to cook by myself. I bought her flowers and made the whole meal by myself. She didn't eat it, left me alone to celebrate.
Wow.
I don't know on this one. He did say he would, he said he would get something. And so she probably had like expectations and hopes, and she got him something expensive apparently, which he liked.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the fact that he said he would do it and then didn't could be very hurtful, but I don't know, that the reaction was also fairly extreme in my opinion.
Yeah, but
I feel like there must
be
other things going on.
They've been together
for
4 years and they've never gotten each other something for New Year's before. She got him something 2 weeks ago, but told him it was for New Year's. So to me, I'd be like, that feels like it's just a Christmas gift because you got it 2 weeks ago. Like, if you could just say, like, your gift to her was cooking this nice meal. Like, I say absolutely not the asshole. Like, she's being such a child and very materialistic, especially if you get her stuff all year. You got her freaking flowers. Like, I'm also a believer in, like, you teach people how to treat you. And this guy is, like, showing her that every time she gets pissed off, he's going to, like, he's going to, like, reward her for being really childish, which is just not a good dynamic at all. Like, there's a way to have an adult conversation and be like, which it sounds like he tried to do, just be like, look, I forgot because we never do New Year's gifts, but let's just cook this nice dinner and enjoy our time together and I'll get you something later. And like most sane adults would be like, yeah, you know, that's fine. But she's a child. Like, how old are you?
I looked through some other comments. They're both 22.
Okay.
Which I know you're always like, these people are idiots. You're like 2 days older than them. So.
Well, 22 is a very weird age. But
I don't think it is.
She sounds like a spoiled brat.
I don't know. Like, I kind of feel it's more of an everybody sucks here. Because I'm like, made it very clear that she wanted to do gifts. I think her response was terrible.
No, but she didn't. She told him 2 weeks before that she got him something really expensive. That's not making it clear in advance. That's just being like,
So it is because he said he was going to get her something. He said, I love the gift and told her I will get her something as well.
I don't know. I still feel like she's putting, like she ruined their night because she didn't get a thing.
Oh, she did. Yeah, I think her reaction is terrible. I just think that it wasn't, he should have remembered, like clearly it mattered to her because she made a point of getting him something and then he promised it and he didn't do it.
Yeah, but it's just silly. I don't know.
It is silly. I think the whole thing's silly, but I still don't think, I think they're both kind of stupid.
I think she's way more the asshole. The reaction is way ridiculous. Like,
that's because you hate women, Rebecca.
That's not true. I think this is someone who genuinely doesn't care about actually spending time with her boyfriend, right? Because this sounds like a really nice night that they had planned. And mm-hmm. she tanked it because she didn't get a gift. Like, it sounds like a very Veruca Salt moment. Like, even if you were expecting something, most sane humans would be like, well, you know, it's been a crazy year, whatever. Give me something later. And he got her flowers. I love flowers.
Maybe you should date him then.
No, because I dated a guy like this and I absolutely walked all over him, like, which is what it sounds like she's doing. So that's why I can't date people like that, because it just turns me into this mean person, which is what she sounds like. So no, I do not want to date that person.
Okay, well, you don't have to, I guess. You can get a pass on it this time. I don't know. I stick by my everyone sucks here. I do think, the girlfriend's response is completely out of proportion.
She sucks way more.
I would be hurt. Yeah, I would be hurt if I had gone on my way to get somebody something and then they promised me, oh yeah, I will do the same, and then they forgot. Like, that, I wouldn't like that.
Maybe, but he went through the trouble of getting all this food and like planning an evening.
But that was together. They were planning it together. That to me is different.
Yeah, but they've never gotten New Year's gifts before, so I don't know.
But he promised.
But it's a gift. Like, my love language is also gifts, but like,
mine is not.
I do not
like to get other people things.
I would not have a meltdown if somebody didn't give me a present for New Year's, which isn't a thing.
It is. I mean, in some cultures it is. Like, there are places where maybe you don't celebrate Christmas, so you celebrate the calendar turning with a gift. I've heard of it before. It's not common, I think, for like white Christian or whatever Catholic people.
Yeah. I would just say, like, she sounds really selfish and childish, and this is a red flag. Even if you did promise to get her a gift, you should have gotten her a gift.
Yeah, her
reaction
sucks.
Is a good litmus test that, like, neither of you are ready to be in an actual adult relationship. It sounds like she knows that she can get away with stuff like this and acting like this.
I think we should have added to the drinking game anytime Becca decides that these people shouldn't be in a relationship, in an adult relationship.
Drink. Well, it's just, here's the thing. Like, it's just these people that start dating really young, they turn into adults, and then they end up as adults with really unhealthy dynamics. And you see this all the time because they've grown into this kind of codependency. And it makes me sad because it's like, because they've been together so long, these people think like, I can't be with anyone else. And maybe that's true, but like, you're a different...
they're both insufferable.
Yeah. You're a different person than you were when you started dating, and you're not going to know who you are really unless you spend some time alone as your new adult self. So
sure, but people grow together too. Like, if you're if you're growing in like the same direction,
yeah, but it
fine.
Doesn't sound like problem these people are, these direction. People don't sound like they're growing.
Well, I know you hate everybody. I get it.
You know, I think I'm justified in
their
that.
Happiness. Yeah, have you met people? They suck.
People are the worst.
Yeah, if I could get rid of one thing, like, my New Year's wish would be no more people. Just too many people.
Coronavirus has entered the chat.
All right, we'll take our break and then we'll be back with more Am I the Asshole posts.
Bye.
Thank you.
right, we're back. We just took a break for 8 hours, so this is, you know, basically the next day now.
We took a good long nap.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a dream about Cammy. She was just sitting next to me and I pet her and then I woke up. I was so happy.
She's a good dog. She's figuring out how to open the closet door though, which is annoying. So if I'm in here, like working on music stuff or something, she'll just shove her little nose in the sliding door of the closet and just slide it open.
Just check in and if you got any food like, for me, hey, just wanted to double check. Noticed you were singing?
Hi, wondering if we're going to go for a walk. Okay, thanks.
Thanks. I'll leave this on your desk. It's a request for walk. One walk, please.
Thanks. I'll check back later.
Back. You just fill that out when you're ready. I'll just wait here.
Yeah.
And then she'll do that heavy sigh where she's like...
Yeah, part of my shutdown project has been organizing the closet to make room for David's stuff. And also to put our...
He only has like 3 shirts.
To put our podcasting/league desk in the closet. So this desk is going to be where his gaming
PC
goes.
He's
going to
start podcasting and you're going to start playing League.
Yeah. Just because it's kind of nice to like shut the door. Like I use the closet for podcasting, but it'll also be nice to just have a desk where you can like shut the door and it's not like the living room or the bedroom. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I rearranged after Christmas and I took the tree down and moved my dining room table out into my living room and moved my drum set and my keyboard into what I call the office because I'm like, we're doing all this recording and it makes more sense to have these next to the computer so I can plug them in and actually get the audio. So I should be in a closet though. The room is not super dead, but it's not super live either. Just like a weird in between.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
You're reading the next one?
Yeah. This one is called Am I the Asshole for Not Understanding How to Buy Houses and Car and Then Losing My Shit? How to Buy Houses and Car. Okay.
Team,
so
how to buy houses and car?
So me and my wife have been in Florida for last few weeks on a vacation. First of all, fuck you for taking a vacation during a pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
We love it down here and like to buy a vacation home/condo. We just looking to be able to spend a few weeks in winter down here and not have to pay rent and we can let family and friends use it. So am of the school that if I just write a check, they should hand over the keys and deed. They should hand over the keys and deed. I think it really should be that easy and there shouldn't be any other BS to getting a house. The minute they say you need to do paperwork and we go through lawyers and it will take months, I normally just lose my shit and walk out. I can't stand that kind of shit. My wife thinks am be crazy and unreasonable. I feel am not being that crazy and unreasonable.
Interesting sentence structure.
I feel they are asking way too much, wrong too, and tell me it will take months to buy and I need to go through lawyers and such.
Okay.
This can't be real. Okay, first of all, like, he's saying he should just be able to write a check, like, what, write a check for the amount?
One house, please.
And also, you don't want to just be able to do that because you want to have like an inspection and thing and like make sure that like the house is good? And like, what do you mean you just want to be able to like, but, and also, is he trying to buy a house that's not even for sale? He's like, I should just be able to show up to your house with a check and buy it from you.
I wrote my name and a number on this. Your house is mine now. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Also,
so I clicked through to read some other posts by this person. I'm pretty sure they're a troll.
Okay. Good. Because all of the... Yeah, somebody said, look at the post history. This is nonsense. This person works 40 hours of overtime for free, has never had a bank account or computer, makes $15 an hour, but also has $25,000 in cash to buy a car. Sounds like someone who dropped out of eighth grade and is dedicating his life to being a terrible Reddit troll.
They live in Minnesota, which is already a red flag.
Yeah. This might be real. Like, I think there are people like this that are just ignorant and they're like, I don't want to deal with lawyers. I should just be able to buy a house.
On a post where someone was asking about best summer activities in Minnesota, this guy said, someone said, kayaking and biking are great to do in 2020. And this guy, the poster in this one says, no, that not because you wear to stay indoors and keep away from everyone. I was locked in my house till a week ago when I said, fuck it, and went to Florida with my wife. This been worst summer of my life. I wasn't able to do anything. Hell, I couldn't even go fishing. I couldn't go outside with people freaking I not have a mask on. I've been locked up in my house for almost 10 months. Enough is enough.
I think this guy's real.
This person.
I'm going to be honest. I think this guy's real.
This is on a post called This Sub Helped Me Realize Not All Marriages Are Prisons. I started to learn this. Also, I just thought marriage was like no sex and was prison. So I just worked and worked because I felt that what people do. I'm worried about this person.
Yeah, I think he's real and I think he's deeply troubled. It also sounds like...
He posted something in personal finance about doing taxes. I'm interested to know about that.
Let's read that.
The post was removed.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go to his page too. We're just taking a tangent here.
Yeah, we don't like this person. So they removed it. It said the sincerity of this post is questionable. I wish we could see this post.
Yeah, I think this guy's real. Oh, wait. He commented on a post titled The Harry Potter Film Should Have Been a TV Series. He says, I just hate Harry Potter in general. I never could get into it. I went on date, end up seeing one of the movies. I was so lost and confused. I never read any of the books or had understanding of Harry Potter. Not something I like at all. My wife loves them like crazy, and I just can't wrap my head around it. Oh.
Do you see this one in Marriage?
Spending my first Christmas with my wife of 5 years. So after getting some mental health help and taking that new job offer last Thursday, period. I had 2 weeks off and drive me and wife down, capital down, to Florida for Christmas and honeymoon. Wait, you've been married for five years. Setting drinking coffee with love overlooking the ocean from Dayton Beach. Oh, Dayton is gross. This last week has really opened my eyes to the marriage and how I was being a horrible husband and partner, but we both feel moving forward we will be so much better off. This is my Christmas miracle. Everyone have a Merry Christmas.
Someone says, where were you the last four years?
I worked last 5 years, so technology... I worked last 5 years worth, so technology this are... I think you meant to say technically? Technology, yes. This are 6 Christmas together. I never realized I need to be spending so much more time with my wife. I managed to only get 4 hours off from work for our wedding. So this is, capital, a very long reach problem overall. I was working 60 to 80 hour weeks and spending maybe 2 hours a day seeing my wife.
A later comment says, yeah, I've been working 60 to 100 hours 7 days a week since I was like 20. I never had a holiday off since I was a kid. My dad worked like that growing up. My mom also worked like a lot. The never spent much time together ever. I remember them even going on separate vacations, so I thought it normal working a lot and not see your wife. Hell, I had no idea how bad it was only taking 4 hours off of work for my wedding.
What?
Like, our therapist was in shock. Like, it took me a long time to understand how that was wrong and bad. At the time, that's all my job, what let me have off. I had 2 weeks of vacation time saved, but the never let you use it always made you feel guilty for it. Yeah, I done many, many things wrong a lot. I had no clue about because my wife just never told me, you're explain it away, I understand. I wish people in my life would have helped me understand how to be a good husband before we got married. I really wish stuff out there to help people looking to get married what it really means.
What?
I feel like this is maybe a real person
this is a real person.
Is struggling. Yeah, I am legit worried about them.
But nobody works 100 hours a week. That is illegal. Wait, that's illegal. And also,
I got a new job that's starting after first of year, so I just walked out of work last Thursday, got a rental car, and drove from Minnesota to Florida for my wife's had always wanted to go. We're spending 2 weeks down here and heading home next Friday. It's strange being someplace nice for winter. My new job is $80,000 a year, 4 weeks off, 2 weeks PTO, 5 years contract, 4 to 8% raise every year, and only 40 to 45 hours a week, Monday through Thursdays, unless I want to work 5 days. And start time is 8 a.m. if I take lunch out of our office hour, 9 a.m. if I eat lunch in the office. Yeah, my wife and therapist and Reddit helped me make that leap to a new job. Maybe they're trying.
How does he have a job if he can't type? Like, what? I want to know what job he has if he can't, like, spell or have.
Well, I don't judge the language too much because they, you know, he could be English as a second language.
Maybe.
It's hard to read, certainly, but. How old is this person?
This is bizarre. This is really bizarre. I feel like 100 hours a week, you would just be dead. Like, that's not a thing. That's 20 hours a day. Or 16 hours a day every single day. Which maybe.
Some of these other things sound like you might have a drinking problem.
We went on a real tangent here, but
yeah, I'm curious about this person. We have to save them.
In marriage 23 days ago, he posted, how much time should one be spending with their wife? T-H-E-R-E. He's 36. His wife is 30.
We're working through some marriage issues, as I will not get taken to the cleaners for a divorce.
Yeah, so we've learned this is definitely a real guy. This is going through some stuff. But as recently...
He's asked several times about how much time he should be spending with his wife. I wonder if they kept taking the post down.
He said, how do people go to work every day? How do people do it? I really don't get it. I would rather not go. I dread every day. Just going to work. Some days I'd rather step in front of a car. Oh no, this got real. Okay.
I'm really worried about this guy.
I know. Oh no. Oh no. Why? Oh no. Why is it after you get married, sex goes away? Oh no. I feel bad.
If your women don't trick a man into marry you by having sex a lot, then 2 weeks after wedding, flip a switch and just stop having sex. Then don't get mad when your husband has a side girlfriend just for sex.
I think, okay, I hope that this is fake. I hope that this is like somebody building an elaborate character over Reddit, because if it's real, it's really sad.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes.
I like David's question was, are you human?
Are you
human? And you know what? Maybe they're not.
This guy is the guy from Men in Black. That's the, like, alien guy.
I gotta go to work every day.
I gotta go to work. Why can't I buy a house without lawyers?
I need sugar. That movie's funny.
I like that
movie. I think, let's do another one.
One more.
Do I want OK Booming? Rather, OK Boomer?
Yeah.
Okay. This one, David, is called OK Boomer. Am I the asshole for saying the same jokes my father-in-law uses to give him a piece of his own medicine? My father-in-law's humor can be quite cruel at times. He always seems to take jokes way too far, will make jokes about people's appearances, like calling people Dumbo ears, or wow, poking jokes at their size or weight. It's not a good time, and many people have tried to get him to stop, but he thinks he's being hilarious, and it's all in good fun. It's a joke.
It's a joke. Nice tits, Betsy.
We should just keep saying that, and people will be like, why do they, who is Betsy? So this happened at the New Year's Eve get together with the family. A lot of people getting together. He started doing the jokes and everyone was just trying to get through the night. Well, he got to me and I wasn't having it tonight. He made one joke about my nose, so I started to lay into him using his jokes. I used most of his weight jokes, poked fun at his beer belly, used the jokes about dumbled ears and hooked noses. I used as many as I could remember. He was quite upset about it in the end, and I told him, this is how all of us feel every time you make these jokes. So I got a text from my mother-in-law and sister-in-law that I took it too far and I'm an ass, so am I the asshole? I don't think so.
I don't think he's the asshole, but I wouldn't have done it at a party like that. It's kind of a dick move, but
I might have.
I think everyone kind of sucks here.
I would have shown him a picture of himself, but where you couldn't see the face, and been like, is this person, what's the joke you would make here? And then be like, that's you.
That's you. Really? No, I feel like there's an adult way to handle
that
this.
That child was you.
This definitely wasn't it, although I can recognize getting frustrated after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fine. If you're going to make shitty jokes like that, you know, be able to take them back. Or you have to be a perfect human where you have no flaws.
One of the
That's
comments
my play.
Says, as we say in Brazil, if you don't want to play, then don't go to the playground. And somebody responded, as we say in Philly, fuck around and find out. As we say in Minnesota, oop, sorry.
Oop. In the Czech Republic, they say, if you dig a hole for someone, you will be the one to fall in.
Yeah.
Or what you shout into the woods will echo back to you. Sucks to suck is a personal favorite.
I think it was
Grandma
my...
used to say, if you're going to be dumb, you had better be tough.
It's true.
Like that.
I think my manager one time, I said, ope in a Slack message. And she was like, I've never seen that typed out before. Like,
we have emojis of it.
Yeah. Ope.
I'm just going to go tag her and say, ope.
Ope.
Yeah, I don't think this person's the asshole. I think the father-in-law's an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Classic asshole in-law.
There it is.
Yeah, we got to the root of this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was easy. David gave us an easy one. That's how you know he cares. How much time do you have left?
5 minutes.
All right, let's do this lobster one.
All right. Oh, this one's long. All right, we'll go fast. Am I the asshole for buying a pet lobster? I, 29, female, really love weird exotic pets. Right now I have a few babies. Honey, Lola, and Jeannie are my sugar gliders.
They gave the age and the gender.
Three
of
female.
These pets.
Are sugar gliders like flying squirrels? I think so. Frank, one, male, is my hedgehog. And Gloria, 9, female, is an axolotl? Axolotl.
AXOLOTL.
Sure. I don't need to know these pets' ages and genders.
Yes, I need the context. Someone in the comments said info. How old and what gender are the pets?
I've always wanted to open up my own exotic rescue if I had the money to, but that's beside the point. Oh, we got a real Carol Baskin over here. Basically, exotic animals are a huge part of my life and always will be. Please note, I work from home and have since I entered the workforce and plan to continue until I retire. I have more than enough time for all my animals. The sugar gliders especially need the love. My boyfriend, mm-hmm. I'll call him Brad, 30, male, and I have been dating for 8 months and things are starting to get serious. We have not discussed moving in or the future much. Okay, that doesn't sound like it's getting serious.
But it's getting serious in that they talk about serious topics.
It's been getting serious, even though we have not discussed the future. Okay. But he's the perfect guy in every regard, especially because he loves my animals as much as he loves me. Last week, I decided Gross. To... Yeah. Ooh, ew. Last week, I decided to spring on an animal I've been wanting since college. A lobster. I already had an adequately sized tank and was financially able to get my new pet, to add a new pet to my squad. So while searching for fish to add to an existing tank, I found lobsters for sale and purchased one. You know, you can just go to the grocery store and get a lobster. His name
those is, ones those aren't the good lobsters.
That's rude. His name is George and he is so perfect. I could
how old is he?
I could doesn't say. I can watch him for hours. He's such a good little guy. How could you watch a lobster for hours?
Just doing lobster stuff.
Brad does not agree with me. Brad hates George. Brad thinks it was a jerk move.
Which one is Brad? Oh, Brad is the boyfriend. I thought Brad was another pet.
Brad thinks it was a jerk move to not consult him before purchasing George, even though we don't live together and have no intention to move in together anytime soon. Apparently, if I had asked, he would have said not to buy George because he thinks a lobster is a stupid pet and that he serves no purpose other than to be eaten. I'm with Brad here, but I wouldn't have said it like that. He threatened to cook George if I did not return him. Since then, I took away his apartment key and told him off. I asked him not to speak to me or come by my house until I figured out what to do. My mom thinks I'm an idiot for turning away a perfect guy over a lobster. She's always disapproved of me for not wanting children and just wanting animals, though, so I take her opinion with a grain of salt. Some of my friends think that Brad was bordering on abusive behavior, but I feel like that's too rash to say. Another one of my friends pointed out that maybe Brad had wanted to move in, but I bought George before giving Brad the chance to invite me to move in. So I was really in the wrong. Since Tuesday, I have not seen or spoken to Brad, but we are technically still dating. No, you're not. I don't know what to do.
Sorry, you have to find out, but no.
Yeah, he's already fucking someone else. Yeah, no. Not the asshole.
They've got crabs, not lobsters.
I agree that a lobster is a dumb pet, but this guy does not have permission to cook your pet because he doesn't like it.
Yeah, this is another one where it just sounds stupid. This I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you have your answer. And the guy's not a perfect guy. Like, how can your mom be like, you're turning away a perfect guy because of a lobster? Well, he's not perfect. He threatened to cook your child. Like, this is so weird.
I'm going to cook Cammy those chicken legs.
Don't cook my dog, please.
A
lot of people in the comments are like,
2021.
A lot of people in the comments are like posting links to like articles about abusive behavior and being like, I dated someone for a lot longer and did not realize that they were abusive. Please read this. Yeah, this is bizarre. This is bizarre, especially if you haven't talked about like moving in together, then it's really none of his business.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm not like a big pet person with non-standard pets, I guess. I like cats and dogs. So I think that aspect is a little weird, but if you're happy and you work from home, like who cares?
Right. It's your business.
And if you're going to, if things are getting serious with somebody, it probably needs to be somebody who's fine with all the pets.
I just want to know.
Like that's part of the whole package here.
I really want to know George's age and gender.
Are you trying to dig in here and find out?
Info.
Yeah, info. Ha. What age?
Oh, somebody said you're the asshole for keeping sugar gliders. Even if they are captive bred, it's still supporting the exotic pet trade, which is never okay. They're wild animals bred to be kept in captivity. Horrible. Just because they couldn't survive in the wild isn't an excuse for breeding more who are already destined to suffer in captivity. People who love animals don't perpetuate cruel cycles of captive breeding. Yeah, literally.
I know less about that.
Literally, they claim to love animals, but view them as property that they want to own. If they really loved them, they would be against private ownership and would support them being cared for by sanctuaries and other places. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you're the asshole, but
I think that's unrelated.
Your view on animals here is weird. Of like, I want to save all the animals, but also I'm getting these animals that are probably not supposed to be pets.
I think these people are too young to be in an adult relationship.
Everyone sucks here. Brett is obviously the asshole for threatening to kill your pet. No doubt about that. You are also definitely the asshole for the pets that you keep in spite of their best interests. It doesn't matter if your sugar gliders were bred in captivity. They're still primarily nocturnal animals who need peace and quiet during the day in order to sleep, as well as a very specific diet and huge open outdoor spaces so they can glide freely. Do your sugar gliders have miles and miles of outdoor spaces to fly freely in? It's also unlikely that vets in your location would know how to treat them when they become sick. Basically, no one who keeps sugar gliders in captivity is thinking of their best interests. Buying them and keeping them perpetuates the totally abhorrent breeding mills and shitty conditions that they are kept in. Literally, it does not matter that your sugar gliders were bred in captivity. You should not have gotten them because they don't belong as pets. Sorry, but getting pets without caring about their needs is an asshole behavior to me. I gotta agree. But it's a different issue, right? In terms of your relationship, this dude is the asshole, but you have weird views about pets. Gotta be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's dumb on both sides.
Like, if you really cared about lobsters, wouldn't you, like, go to the grocery store and save some lobsters? Right? Like,
rather those ones specifically are for cooking. That's different.
Right, but, like, so you're gonna let those die and then save one that is from an exotic pet breeder. Like, this is so weird. This is all dumb. Brad hates George.
Brad and George have never gotten along. This says, aren't axolotls endangered? And it says in the wild, yes. I don't own a wild caught one.
What? It's the same thing. What? Oh, they're those little lizards. Yeah, these guys are endangered.
Yeah, I had to look them up because I didn't know what they were.
They're the little smiley lizards. Yeah, they're super endangered.
Just happy little guys.
Yeah, you definitely should not have one of these. But
George is a baby lobster living in a 50-gallon tank. I promise you he has plenty of room. I understand your concern, but he was not bought from the wild. He was bred in captivity and could not survive out in the wild. Yeah,
so they're supporting.
I get what they're saying. We're like, when you buy it,
you're support. Yeah,
you're,
it's like
enabling
people that
them to
buy
keep
from
putting money into that.
It's like people that buy from puppy mills, and they're like, "Well, those dogs exist, so now someone has to buy them." And I'm like, "Yeah, but by buying them, you're supporting, you're funding that puppy mill. So you're just continue. It's like, you know, there's so
they're
many
like,
dogs.
Oh, we can keep doing this.
There are so many dogs in shelters getting put down every day, and then there's people spending $3,000 on designer puppies, right? Like, it's dumb. That's the same energy. Like, you're buying, yeah, you could have gone to the grocery store and rescued a lobster and then I wouldn't have cared as much, but you're buying one that was specifically bred in captivity. I hate this. I hate both of you.
All right, let's go steal the lobster. So then Brad was in the right, is my understanding.
Yep. No, but it sounds like you both hate each other and should not be dating, so.
I don't know that they hate each other, but I don't think they're aligned here. And if I know one thing from my experience with teams, it's that you want to be aligned with your team.
Oh, I love to be aligned with my team, yeah.
Yeah, big synergy on that. You can double click, pinch to zoom in together.
Oh, God. Okay, we have to stop.
I haven't worked that into my normal business talk yet. Pinch to zoom.
I want to pinch to zoom on something that you said. We're going to circle back and pinch to zoom.
Yeah. Can we three-finger tap to define that?
Sounds dirty.
Gonna give that the old three-finger tap.
Oh, Lord. All right.
All right, Becca's got to go or the baby turns into a pumpkin. I'm not really clear why the time limit exists, but thanks for hanging out. Happy New Year. We look forward to probably 52 more episodes of this nonsense through the years. So
absolutely.
Get pumped.
Woo!